Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Champ Summers. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting sixth. The DH, Al Green. Batting seventh. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dan Petrie. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Mike Hargrove. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting third. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Toby Hara. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ron Hassey. Batting seventh. The DH, Jim Norris. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Len Barker. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker takes first base on ball four. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a fly ball into left field. Hargrove settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove takes first base on ball four. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning takes first base on ball four. Hargrove moves to second. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara bunts towards the mound. Petrie fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into left field. Hargrove settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kuiper for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summers, who is chasing the ball. Verizer reaches third base with a triple. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hargrove hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Hargrove reaches second base with a double. Verizer scores. It's 4-0, Indians. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bonds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hargrove scores. It's 5-0, Indians. Toby Hera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hera is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hera hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. LaFleur strikes out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Chris now pitching. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-1 in the game. Norris hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Norris reaches second base with a double. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-1 in the game. Summers takes first base on ball 4. Kemp moves to second. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kemp moves to third. One out. Al Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green takes first base on ball 4. Summers moves to second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barker fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Verizer hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hargrove is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Manning strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. Brookins hits a pop-up towards the mound. Barker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 2 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Bonds is called out on strikes. One out. Toby Herrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrod is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Herrera takes first base on ball 4. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kemp strikes out. One out. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Summers hits a fly ball into left field. Hargrove settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hassey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Hassey reaches second base with a double. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 2 in the game. Kuiper hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Green hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 2 in the game. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Parrish moves to second. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 3 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Parrish moves to third. Trammell moves to second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Parrish scores. Trammell moves to third. LaFleur moves to second. It's 5-1, Indians. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kemp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trammell scores. LaFleur scores. Whitaker moves to second. It's 5-3, Indians. Sid Monge now pitching. Jerry Morales pinch hits for Champ Summers. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a fly ball into left field. Hargrove settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Morales now playing right field. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hargrove for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Bonds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hara hits a pop-up towards first. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thompson is called out on strikes. One out. Lynn Jones pinch hits for Al Green. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Parrish hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 3 in the game. Brookins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hassey takes first base on ball 4. Ron Pruitt pinch hits for Jim Norris. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 3 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Hargrove settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. LaFleur takes first base on ball 4. John Wackenfuss pinch hits for Lou Whitaker. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.